Good evening, everybody. This is 91.3 KXCI. It's the multi-talented Al Perry. I've got my friend, one of the finest songwriters in Tucson and the world, Mr. Hank Topless, in here with me. Although, now that you said all that stuff about the Red Room, I'm too sad to go on. I'm just devastated. So we're going to dedicate tonight's hour to the memory of the Red Room and the Grill. This is a big blow for Tucson and stuff.
I'm crying.
I've played many memorable gigs. Actually,
we have played some gigs over at the Red Room. I'm glad to be here tonight. As a matter of fact, before I forget, I would just like to dedicate my little show here tonight to the Red Room and Grill. Those people have been very kind and accommodating to me over quite a few years, and that's what I'll do.
Hank Topless has just released a brand new CD that's so new that it's not even in the stores yet. I think there are still stores that sell CDs. Last time I checked, there's a couple left. It's called It's So December on his own label. And so look for that, or you can listen to it on the world-famous Clambake radio show. You'll be hearing it tomorrow night from 6 to 8 on my show. But Mr. Hank Topless is going to play some music for us tonight. But first off, I'd like to ask you some questions that, as long as I've known you, I've never asked you these questions because we're always busy doing some dumb gig or something. So I want to find out, where are you from? What were your early gigs like in Tucson? What were some of the first bands you played in? How did you get to country music? All that early stuff, because it's early in the interview. So let's get to that stuff right now, and then let's have you play us a couple songs. But where are you from, and what were your first bands in Tucson?
Let's see. I'm from Tucson. I was born in Phoenix, but I've lived in and out of Tucson for a very long time. So Tucson is home. Let's see. When I was in high school, I guess is kind of a typical time for a lot of people, I started playing music, and at that time, definitely rock and roll music, loud, obnoxious music was the thing to do. And so I did that for quite a lot of years. But prior to high school, I spent some years living out in the middle of Gila County, Arizona, kind of south of Payson, which was a country music area. And I used to ride the school bus like an hour one way to and from school. And the bus driver was an alcoholic that listened to KNAX out of Phoenix, which was a country station, I think at one time, that was at least partially owned by Buck Owens. And I used to hear that music. My dad liked it too. And so after the years of playing rock and roll, I don't know, I guess I've been really stuck on the sort of country thing, I guess. I don't know. It's been 17 years or so that I've been really, really drilling on that. But there's been a lot of overlapping in what I've done. So you asked me what the first band I was ever in was called. I can't remember because it was a garage band when I was in high school. But when I was in high school, I also played my first bar gig because the drinking age was 19 at that time. And I could pass because I was tall. So I got in the bar. Spent some years away too as well, left town in my early 20s. Banged around in California playing music. Bad music, bad bands, bad bars, bad everything. Let's see. In the 90s, I was in a project here in town that a few people might remember called Slow Deluxe. It was kind of a noise band.
Yeah, I've got those singles.
And we used to play what is now Solar Culture and the Matt Bevel DPC space and things like that. We would do Hank Williams songs with huge amplifiers and feedback and stuff like that.
No, it's just funny to me because myself, my dad, you know, Marty Robbins, Eddie Arnold, that's right, I listened to, you know, on a crummy 8-track tape, and I myself was listening to Jefferson Airplane and Cream and all that stuff, and then I got into punk rock, and then I don't know where I ended up with country music, all that stuff sunk in, and I can tell it's the same way with you, that stuff does sink in eventually, so I always like to see what pathway somebody traveled to get to country music.
Yeah, my dad also, his big thing when I was really young was I guess sort of acid rock stuff like the Doors and Hendrix and all that. So they'd put me to bed good and early and put that stuff on the record player. That was a bit damaging, you know. Father, yes, son. Yep. You know, and all that.
What was your first gig ever, though? Do you remember your first gig?
My first gig ever was probably a party, you know, illegal.
Well, yeah, but what about, your first sort of quasi-professional
A
bar where you got paid $17, like we still get paid now? But
there's a, it was in a building that got bulldozed. It's a used car lot now, I think, on Speedway. It was called the Embers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, East Speedway, like by Country Club.
Yeah, I was 86th from the Embers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difficult thing to do, too.
Yeah, you know. I remember seeing you in a magazine in about 1986. That was the first time I ever heard of you.
How funny.
Uh-huh.
That's great.
Yeah, talking about your cowpunk version of Buck Owens.
Yeah, good old Buck Owens.
Isn't this nice to have such a relaxed conversation, Al?
It is.
It just goes all over the place.
It's just like we're sitting around in the, you know, living room.
It's so diffuse, it's not funny.
Yeah, it's so diffuse. Well, how about if we hear some songs?
All right.
Again, we're dedicating this to the memory of the grill and the Red Room. It's a sad day in Tucson, but the spirit of it will live on. And we've played some memorable gigs, and we're going to keep doing memorable gigs. But we've got one that actually kind of fits. Happy Time Blues, right?
So.
And this
is
off of your brand new CD. Well, let's hear it.
That's
play
right.
A couple, three songs, and then we'll come back and talk.
Why don't I do that?
There
all right, Happy Time Blues. Today it up and rained. Ah, oh, what a happy time. Clouds covered up the sun. Yeah, what a happy time. It took me back to good old 1969. Today it up and rained. Clouds covered up the sun. And all my blues were gone. Ah, what a happy time. Well, I wrote a sad, sad song, and I had a happy time. And I sold it to George Jones. Yeah, what a happy time. My soul, a hook from sorrow, overtakes the wine. I wrote a sad, sad song, and I sold it to George Jones. And all my blues were gone. Yeah, what a happy time. On the phone, and all my blues were gone. Yeah, what a happy time.
eyes, they shone. Oh, what a happy time. And they got down in my bones. Yeah, what a happy time. In some stupid bar room on the borderline. Your pretty eyes, they shone. They got down in my bones. And all my blues were gone. Ah, oh, what a happy time. What a happy time. Oh, what a happy time.
There.
Hang Topless right here on Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI. He's tuning his guitar just because we know you have very sensitive ears out there, and we know that you want to hear a properly tuned guitar, and that's what you're going to get here.
You know,
with Mr. Hang Topless.
Uh-huh.
Great song.
But we don't want to get too close, so, you know, let's try this one. This is called Best Wishes. Good morning, it's all I got to say, but what's the difference? It's morning anyway. So I'll lift my head and make the bed and get in line one more time. It's harder with each dragging day, but it don't matter, they're gonna drag by anyway. So I'll lift my head and have a smoke and keep my pride. Good morning from prison, best wishes from inside. Caught me at my own front door, and then they cuffed me and shagged me just to be sure. They sentenced me to the DOC, and I'm here for the ride. Good morning from prison, best wishes from inside. Good morning, I think it made my mama cry when she got the news. It was another dose of blues, and the one who said goodbye, I hope she's running free. It's the very least that she could do for the memory of me. I hate it, waking up so tired, my fancy freedom that's fenced by razor wire. So I'll make the most and kiss your ghost again tonight. Good morning from prison, best wishes from inside. Good morning from prison, best wishes from inside. And that's Best Wishes right there. Do one more right now. It's called Remember Why, and that one is on the CD too. This is kind of an old song, but I didn't have a chance to record it for a few years because I was occupied writing stuff like Good Morning from Prison. Mm-hmm.
It was the morning, playing in the golden light. I was a rambler, but I don't remember why. I knew it then, back in 1965. I was a rambler, but I don't remember why. The sun was climbing, all speeding on the way tonight. I was a rambler, but I don't remember why. Didn't someone say, no one here gets out alive? I was a rambler, but I don't remember why. I was a rambler, but I don't remember why. I don't remember. All the flames and the people were too strange. What's a ramblin' boy to do? Keep a ramblin' right on through. Can I untangle places in my lonely mind? I was a rambler, but I don't remember why. I don't remember all the flames and the people were too strange. What's a ramblin' boy to do? Keep it rambling right on through. Can I untangle places in my lonely mind? I was a rambler, but I don't remember why.
Couple things that hit me while I'm listening to you here is just your basic style. Your vocal style is such that it's like all the country western music that I like. You could hear Willie Nelson saying one syllable, and you know it's Willie Nelson, Porter Wagoner, Buck Owens, all George Jones. The same way, I get that from you, which I don't get from a lot of stuff nowadays. But so that's very intriguing and very good. But what is sort of mystifying to me is your guitar style. Where does that finger-picking style come from?
In the really earliest sense, I guess, it comes from my dad, who was known very frequently to play the acoustic guitar around the house when I was a little kid. He didn't finger-pick like this, but yet I watched him working with kind of, I suppose, what you'd call a Carter style, like, you know.
Yeah, but I'm hearing like a lot of the old of blues guys from the South, Fred McDowell or Willie McTell or John Hurt or things like that.
Sure. Those things really struck me later on, those styles, those particular musicians. Gary Davis, Blind Lemon Jefferson, yeah. Willie McTell, and Mississippi John Hurt. And I suppose I just was so attracted to that style that I guess maybe I copy it a little too much, but I really am fascinated by it. I work at it all the time, try to get better with it. And it's not my intent to copy it so much. I just, because I like to interject some sounds, which you might hear every now and then, some sounds within it, different chords or different sounds that might not be in that very strict style. But yeah, sure, the moving bass and all that, it's definitely from those old country blues guys.
No, I don't think you're copying it at all, because you add in some oddball chords and stuff, and then plus you're playing basically country and western music, and you don't really hear that style of guitar juxtaposed with country western singing. So you've definitely turned that into something completely 100% original, you know. So
I'm glad you're not accusing me of copying style, Al. That eases my mind. Because I felt that
you
pressure.
You might not be able to get to sleep tonight.
I felt the scrutiny coming down. The Al Perry, I didn't know if it passed the Perry legs. The Perry test. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you're right though. And as the man with the largest record collection in town, you ought to know.
No, I mean, I love all that stuff that you do, and it's just you've taken it all and you've wrapped it up into one nice neat little package, man. It
can I tell you something?
So well,
just kind of between
maybe after the show,
between you and me and the soundproofing on the walls in here, I have never attended such a love fest in my life.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Wow. Let's meet after the radio show for a couple drinks or something.
Wow. No, man, you guys are very kind to have me down here. I appreciate you putting up with me tonight. I'm going to do another song right now off my little CD. This is called Like It Don't Matter. I was dancing with my cocaine and a dark-haired lady on a highway in old Tennessee. It was three-quarter time and a hole in my mind, living like it don't matter to me. Had nothing to eat, strung out on the street, on the line between dying and dead. I sang lonesome old songs on the guitars I pawned, and my soul was all shatters and shreds. Well, I caught me a case like I died from the paper, but the Jones wouldn't let me go free. They used to like to cut off my phone, and there'd be cops at my home, living like it don't matter to me. Living like it don't matter to me. So I was living those blues with so much left to lose, and it was hard to keep myself in line. Watch my life degrade in the cells where I stayed, as I gone through my money like wine. I crawled 3,000 miles while I dreamed of my child and the woman she gonna grow up to be. Now I'm sinking down from the blues that I found, living like it don't matter to me. Living like it don't matter to me. Living like it don't matter to me. Something like that. I'm going to check my strings here just for a moment.
We got Hank Topless. This is the Locals Only Show on KXCI 91.3. live in Studio 2A.
Uh-huh.
Hank has a new CD out called It's So December, which you can pick up at fine local record shops, or you may end up having to get a hold of Hank himself at one of his many gigs. Speaking of one of your many gigs, you certainly must have a gig that you would like to tell the audience about, correct?
I do.
There you go. I knew it.
The next one I think that's coming up is at Plush in Tucson, obviously, on Friday, December 9th, and that will be a show opening for Kinky Friedman, the kind of 70s outlaw country legend and I think former Texas gubernatorial candidate.
Plus, actually, he writes mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Can you tell me? Just let me sit back and let you tell me about Kinky Friedman.
No, that's all I know, is that he writes mysteries as well.
I didn't know that. See? Yeah. What else can you tell
me
about?
And they're pretty
him?
Good ones. Well, what does he have? I don't know. Let's chase each other around the room or something. Right? That's his. No, he's great.
Didn't Merle Haggard sing that song, Let's Chase Each Other Around the Room Tonight?
No.
I think he did. But it's been such a long time ago.
Well,
how could either of us really remember with any clarity?
If I thought about it before the show, I would have looked it up on the internet or something, I guess.
But that's a gig, Al.
That's fantastic, though, that he's even touring and stuff.
That's something I'm really looking forward to. I'm sort of bowled over by the whole prospect, but I suppose I'll probably get over it by the time it happens.
Well, you're an ideal opening act for somebody like him as well.
We shall soon see. I can't really think of anything else right now. There's always something, and I'm not really good, as is obvious, I'm not really good with the self-promotion, but if anybody's interested in my gig schedule, they can always hop on the old interweb and go to hanktoplessmusic.com, and there's a calendar right there that contains such things. It's usually pretty current.
All right, so Friday, December 9th, Hank Topless and Kinky Friedman at Plush.
Yeah. And so with that, I suppose I'll go ahead and do another one, that all right?
Oh, yes.
You gonna kick me out yet? I was gonna say something about Kinky Friedman, but the last time I said something like that, I had a blacklist for some years, so we're gonna not do that anymore. All right. Something's bugging me here. Sorry, guys, you know, guitar doesn't like to leave the house. Okay, we're going to do one right now that's also on the little CD, It's So December. This is called Ted Williams Blues. Ted Williams, I've been watching you for a while now. On your trip out of the blue, it seems crazy how you made the great transition from the gutter to renown. Ted Williams, don't let 'em treat you like a clown. Ted Williams, they put you up online, sincerely smiling, with a cardboard sign, the pipes were calling. With a golden voice, you made the choice to hit that long way down. Ted Williams, don't let them treat you like a clown. See, they
your style. You saw your mama, and then they fixed your smile. I hope you're ready for the TV shows and studios and money all around. Ted Williams, don't let them treat you like a clown. Ted Williams, don't let them treat you like a clown.
That's a Ted Williams blues right there. I want some water. That's what this sounds like.
That one's on your new disc as well, correct?
It is.
It is.
Yeah, that's one of the newer ones, actually. I work like this a lot, if it's to be called work. Lots of times I'll have an idea and it'll start to form. I'll be working on it, but I won't, you know, get anywhere with it right away. And in this case, you know, a lot of the melody and the structure of that song existed in my head as another song for really, I guess, about 3 years. It was pretty much the same song with different lyrics. So this past spring, I got inspired by the whole Ted Williams story on the internet, and it really resonated, you know. So I had to write the Ted Williams blues.
There you go. Now, do you find that your best songs come from something that you labored over and spent a lot of time on, or do they just pop right out in 10 minutes or something? Which do you get your best? Because I've heard people say both ways.
It has been really both ways for me. I tend to labor, though. It's just a lot of thinking. It's not like I don't know, you know, I'm not writing the song, right? I'm not writing notes down on a piece of paper or something. So it's composing, it's making a song in some way. I'm thinking it over a lot. I tend to do that. So I'll think it over a lot. I have had them come real quickly. I had a song called Someone Better one time. That came real quickly to me like that, you know. That was a nice tight little song, and it was really fast.
Yep.
But most of the time they're slow.
Yeah, no, it's just funny because both approaches work. Yeah. It just depends on the individual.
Yeah, there's maybe a problem with it sounding too crafted or something, but then on the other hand, I'm not trying to fit into his style, you know. So it's just kind of it's going to be what it is, you know. There's lots of wonderful music, and I wouldn't want to profane the memory of that music by trying to imitate it or something, and I probably couldn't technically do it anyway. So you know, hopefully the things sound natural by the time I actually play them.
Yep. Now, you had a group for many years, the Topless Opry. Do you prefer playing with a group, or do you prefer solo, or do you like both?
I really prefer playing solo. During that period, I loved playing with a band. I think actually there can be a lot of freedom in both of them. It just depends on who's playing. But it does, you know. I'm not really wanting to play improvised music in terms of like a jamming band that just, you know. I mean, you got songs, right? They have structures, and so that means practice. It means band practice and rehearsal. And all you've got to do is go sideways a little bit, and people go crazy, and you lose it. You know, if you're having a good time and you've played together for a long time, then I guess that sometimes can turn back on itself, and those accidents can become great. But right now, the solo thing gives me a lot of freedom.
Actually, I prefer listening to you solo rather than the band. I mean,
thank you.
Especially with your finger-picking style. That's like a full band right there in your right hand, you know.
Well,
I think. Yeah. And I don't know, it's just far more interesting.
Yeah.
There's very few people that can pull that off, too.
Hmm. Yeah, I enjoyed my last band. It was fun. It lasted about 5 years, and then it was over. So since then, no bands. Plus the fact I hate wrangling people.
Yeah.
The herding cats thing is so 90s, you know. Yeah. How are we doing?
We got plenty of time here, actually, so go ahead and play a couple more songs. Okay. It's Hank Topless, locals only. He's going to be at Plush on December 9th with Kinky Friedman. He's got a brand new CD. It's So December. And we are dedicating our show tonight to the memory of the great Red Room and
you betcha.
The grill. So, yeah, go ahead. I think we've got plenty of time here before it's 10 o'clock or whatever.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and move down the line here a little bit. And let's go ahead and do one also from the CD. This is Mockingbird Blues. Singing to the falling dark. Springtime, you arrive, calling to your lover with a twist and cry. Oh yeah, yeah. You're calling from the shadows of some midnight tree. Better for your black and shiny eyes to see. And the madness of the morning meets your perfect melody. Mockingbird, swoop and swirl. You twitter in the darkness like a crazy girl. Way up high, on your wire. Burbling a ballad about your bad desire. Oh yeah. When the sun goes missing at the close of day, no one hears the robin or the old blue jay. And the sadness and the sickness, Lord, you're gonna sing them all away. Fallen sky, and everybody's coming down from way up high. It don't matter if you sing the truth or if you sing a lie. Mockingbird, won't you please let me have a lesson right before you leave? Teach me one. Maybe two. If you teach me three, you know I just might sing for you.
Topless, what would you say if I asked you to play a cover song? Would you play one for me?
Well, you know, as long as you ask it, just
any
ask
any cover
ask,
song
ask,
that you want.
Ask away.
Okay, there's a world of cover songs out
ask
there to play.
Away.
I'd love to hear you just do one cover tonight.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Can you?
Can I?
Well, I know you can.
Yeah.
Will you? I guess is the question.
Didn't know. I thought it might be violating a rule or something.
No,
like,
no.
Like actually, you know, violating my rule and actually play a good song that somebody else wrote. You know. Yeah. I love my guitar. You know, the thing is that I just beat the tar out of guitar strings, you know. A guitar really will not stay in tune. You know, I could play your guitar that stays so nice in tune, wouldn't stay in tune for me. It wouldn't stand up to the brutal torture.
Because you're pulling on the string so hard. It's a pretty bright sound for a Gibson. That's a bright sounding guitar.
Well, it's all made of good old Heartland maple wood, Al. Okay, well, I could waste like a half an hour right now
figuring
out. It looks
cool, too. Hold it up
to
the mic so the listeners can see it. But yeah, let's hear a cover song.
I sold my car to get this guitar, Al.
Serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago now. So, a cover song. You put me on the spot, man. I can't think at all. What do you want me to do?
A wound time can't erase.
You want me to do that, huh?
Would you?
You want me to do that? Okay. All right. Well, I guess Al wants me to do...
That's right.
A Stonewall Jackson song written by somebody else, I'm sure. Who wrote it, Al?
Got me.
Okay. You don't know?
No.
I'm shocked. Stunned. That makes me need a cigarette.
I'll go home and look it up on the internet, you know?
Great heavens. Okay, and this song is in A, and it's called A Wound Time Can't Erase. Have you found, since you turned me down, the one that you've been searching for? Are you glad that you made me sad? 'Cause you know I vowed to love you evermore. What did you have in mind when you broke this heart of mine? Are you laughing in my face? Tell me, what can I do when you say we are through? You left a wound time can't erase. Tell me, dear, are you satisfied to be footloose and fancy free? Is it power you've won from the things that you have done? What you've gained, I guess I'll never see. What did you have in mind when you broke this heart of mine? Are you laughing in my face? Tell me, what can I do when you say we are through? You left a wound time can't erase. You left a wound time can't erase.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Can't go wrong with Stonewall Jackson.
Yeah,
did he die?
Great song. Got me.
Yeah.
Probably so.
Yeah. Look it up. Somebody punch it up on.
Yeah, I'll bet you.
Somebody
yeah.
Google that, man. I need to know by the time I walk out.
Yeah.
All right.
But we got plenty of time, and I've already asked you all the questions I wanted to ask.
You have.
Except for things like, you know, how do you write such great songs? But that's the subject of another show.
Wow, it really is. You know, Al, I've always enjoyed your music and your songs. And
oh, thank you.
I think that, you know, there's definitely a mysterious process about it, no matter how clear the end result may be.
Yeah. I mean, you ever write something and then maybe a year later you look back and you go, wow, I wrote that? How did I write that? What happened to make me write that song? Yeah. I do that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, what was I thinking?
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the joy of the whole of the whole process.
Yeah, there is a joy in the process. I have found that a lot of interesting things, or what I would call better songs that I've done, just in my own judgment, have come when I have really put myself through extreme circumstances, and the initial ideas come as my. As my mind is trying to recover from that stuff. So it doesn't start out as an intentional songwriting process at all. It seems to be something that my mind resorts to when I kind of had pushed myself really far to the edge and things are kind of messed up.
So by that, do you mean that songwriting is therapeutic?
It can be, as opposed to like craft. Yeah, therapeutic, I don't know. I think it's more that I know it's something that I love to do, and I think that in during some difficult times, kind of physiologically speaking, or chemically speaking, my thoughts go somewhere positive. They try to make something positive out of a really negative situation.
Yep.
So the idea comes. And then it may drift again. It may drift and drift. And so then the solution to that, to stop the drifting, is craft. The solution is that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And lots of times it's not therapeutic. It's actually really sort of protracted and produces impatience.
Protracted.
Yeah.
Speaking of protracted.
Kind of like this whole performance.
Speaking of protracted, we got about 10 minutes here, so I'm figuring that's about two more songs.
You got it.
Come on at the end, and we'll flog your gigs and stuff. We'll tell the people about CD, and then we'll get on out of here.
All right, here we go. This is a newer song, not on the CD, Skeletons Blues. Skeletons go, so I know what the skeletons know. I heard a great big rumble way down in the ground. Nothing but the habit trying to run me down. I must have been a sight, but now I'm all right. From a skeleton dream where I sang while the skeleton screamed. I sang about Alberta, let your bangs grow long. The darkness barely bled into the bitter dawn. It was a strange night.
but it was all right. Don't you walk in a skeleton's shoes, or you'll get the skeleton's blues. So let me be the first one to apologize for all them conditions left unsatisfied. You know this time it could be all right. Skeletons lost, and I know what a skeleton costs. There may be an opportunity to cry. You never know who's gonna be the next to fly into the long sky. Never know who's gonna be the next to fly into the long sky. It might end up all right.
Time does fly when you're having fun.
It sure does.
It's Hank Topless here, live in Studio 2A. This is 91.3 KXCI. Hank's new CD is It's So December, and he's also going to be playing with Kinky Friedman at Plush, and that is December 9th. And do you have anything else off the top of your head that's coming up that we can tell the listeners about?
Gosh, I can't think of anything. I know I have a couple of gigs coming up, but if anybody's interested, they can go to the little website, hanktoplessmusic.com, and that does have a calendar. And I sure appreciate you guys having me down here tonight. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
Well, it's very nice to have you down here, so thank you for coming down here. We got time enough for one more song, and then we're going to turn it back to the broadcast studio. Hank Topless. I sincerely hope that everybody's enjoyed his performance tonight. I know that I sure did. And keep it tuned to KXCI, and you can hear more local music and more music from Mr. Topless himself during the daytime and weekends. So, thanks for coming down, Hank.
Al, you know, it's all good, man. Don't thank me. I just have to check this sucker out. All right, this is the last song off the CD. This is called Beautiful Sleep. Sleep, sleep, come over me. Take me tonight, make me all right. Sleep,
please enter my bones. Forgot the phone, and I am not alone. When you come over, I'm finally free. Mark off a moment of mortality. Drag me down into some deep, beautiful sleep. Sleep, sleep, you are so fine. Break out your wine. Now is the time. Oh yeah, the quiet will flow. Hit me real slow. Now that I know. Down go the lights and I'm dead to the world. Out in the arms of my Dakota girl. Drag me down into some deep, beautiful sleep. Guess it's all right. Might as well put in some practice tonight. Drag me down into some deep, beautiful sleep. All will pass away, but I guess it's all right. Might as well put in some practice tonight. Drag me down into some deep, beautiful sleep. Beautiful sleep.